Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
People, every day, trying to do things their own way, but everything you see, touch, smell, those are things that tell you words. To think twice before you step on your advice, make sure your words hold true, cause people hold you to your words. They make people, and people, they make the world go round. Words make people, check out the words that make your world. If your words are jive, then jive you are, cause those type of words, they don't go far. Think and start working back from ideas deep in your mind. It's words that make people, and people that make the world go round. Words make people, check out the words that make your mind.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Words Made People. I'm your host, Michael Sahir, and you have tuned into a live session today on July 23rd, 2023. We have our topic today of different events going on in the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad. And we have a wonderful lineup of excellent presenters today. I'm sure you're going to find this show very enjoyable, or the program very enjoyable, because it's information. It's information about what's going on in our community, those who are students of Imam Muhammad and others as well. But we wanted to this year we'll be making that so we would know focus today. I have a little challenge here. My computer turned off on me, so I have to go old school and go hard copy. As you know, our format for Words Make People, we go to the best source for words, and that is the Quran itself. The Quran is the best word for making people. You know, all revelation is there to make people, and the best of revelation, dear Muslims and non-Muslims, is the Quran. Why the Quran? Because it has not been defiled, nor has it been ever in the law found department. The Quran has never been in the law found department. That is a powerful blessing, not just for Muslims, but for humanity as a whole. So our show is called Words Made People. Okay, please forgive me. I'm having a little technical difficulties. For some reason, my cell phone turned off. And luckily, my wife's calling had called in. I'm able to rejoin the broadcast on her phone. So maybe I made a mistake. But we're going to work it out, inshallah. Okay. We're going to read from the Quran today, from Surah Ishara, the expansion. And so we're going to be okay, because that reading is through a 94. It's going to fit right in with my difficulties that I'm having for this short moment. We never should panic. We never should have doubt. We should always continue to go forward. And that's what it's all about. So I'm going to dial back in this program here and get my wife her phone back. And we're going to enjoy this program, inshallah. So just give me a minute here. Call back in to this program.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your host PIN when finished.
Start your show now. Press 1 to hear.
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
Okay.
Now.
Oh, no. Okay, let me back on track, inshallah. We're told by Imam al-Yusra, right? I'm going to put my that's going to be our reading. So this little difficulty we're going through is going to fit right in with what we're talking about. So this is Surah 94 of the Quran, great popular surah that we know. And before reading the Quran, we always seek our protection from Satan, the rejected enemy. So we say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. That is, I seek protection with Allah from, away from men. Minash shaitan, away from Shaitan, the rejected enemy. be open about enemy to mankind. And then we say next, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, with the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. And then we are ready to read the Quran. And just one note, dear Muslims, is there really a reminder? If you're reading chapter 9 of the Quran, Surah Al-Tawbah, you do not say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. But we do say, always say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, which means I seek refuge or protection with Allah, billahi, with Allah, minash shaitanir, with the shaitan, the rejected enemy. We always say that. And we always say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, unless it's chapter 9. Just a note for us to remember. So we read here, Allah says, Alam nashra laka sajrak, have we not expanded you your breast? Wada'anna anka rishbak, and removed from you your burden. Alazi and kata dahabak, they wish they call their back. Wada'anna laka dikrak, and raise high the esteem in which you are held. For innama al-usri yusra, innama al-usri yusra, so verily with every difficulty there is relief. Verily with every difficulty there is relief. For either faraktan fansab, therefore you are free from your immediate task, wa illa radika swarigab, to your Lord and all your attention. So we have here, it says, so verily with every difficulty there is relief. So it's saying that within the difficulty, not after, but inside or a part of the difficulty, so we are taught as believers that we don't run from a problem. And we don't try to forget a problem. We face the problem. And that's the only way to deal with any problem that we have, is to face the problem. If we forget the problem, it's still going to be there, and it's going to continue to grow. If we flee from the problem, no matter how far we run or how far we go, that the problem is still going to be there. But if you fight the problem, or say face, we can get the remedy that we are seeking. And then we can grow from it. So when it says, Fa'ina ma'a usri, the usri is saying the difficulty, and the yusra is saying the ease. So when we accept the difficulty, we face the difficulty, then we get the answer. The answer is the ease. The answer to a hard math problem is nowhere except inside of that math problem. If you run from that math problem, you never get the answer. Very similar to a hard walnut. The outside of the nut is hard, but the inside is where that tender meat is. But you have to go through the hard outside shell in order to get to the inside. Get the delicious part of the nut. And that's how life is. That's how Allah made life for us, that within the difficulty is the ease. So and also it is repeated, right? So ask the question, why did Allah repeat it? It says, فَإِنَّمَا أُفْرِ يُسْرَى, once, but then comes right back and say again, إِنَّمَا أُفْرِ يُسْرَى. So the message is given to us twice. And then it says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. That last word, فَانْصَبْ. It's saying, now Yusuf Ali says, You get it right. It says, at least they still labor hard. And for the word fanfop, they should look up the root word for those who study the root words. That na saba, na siba, it is saying that it's hard work, but it's really intense hard work. It is saying the kind of work that just tire you out. And when you are exhausted, you're tired, and you're worn out, then you say the work has just begun. That's beautiful. You would think, I'm tired, worn out. I don't know if I can go any further. And the Quran says, that's when the work has just begun. So when it says, Allah says, with every difficulty, there is ease, and there is relief. Yes, but when that happens, when you get to that point, then you say, the work has just begun. That's the concept Allah is giving to us here as believers, is that we do not quit. And you know, Muhammad gave us a beautiful phrase, and we say it very often, and that phrase is, we cannot stop now. So no matter how hard the work may become, as believers, we say, I'm doing it for the glorification of Allah, not for myself, not for anybody else. And so I just want to have that reason for today. And we in the Quran, listen to say, Sadakallahu al Azim. Sadakallah, you're hearing the word Sadakallah. Sadakallah. Say, Allah has spoken the truth. Sadakallah. What kind of truth? Al Azim. Al Azim is saying, mighty truth. Mighty truth. That's the same Azim that we say when we make a salat. When we go into ruku, put our hands on our knees. We say Sultana Rabil El Azim. It's the same word. The same word. Allah has spoken the mighty truth. So this Quran is not a small thing. It is the best word for making people. With that said, I'm going to segue and bring up my first guest and get his thoughts on this. This is being on email, Dr. You hanging up on me? And Imam Bashir, can you hear me, Imam Bashir?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. I am not sure what's going on. My phone twice has hung up on me. The phone's only about 3 weeks old, so I can't blame the phone. Maybe it's me. I don't know. But I thank you all for your patience. And I cannot figure out what's going on with this phone. But we're going to keep going. But Imam Bashir, you have any comments on the reading of the Quran you had today?
Alhamdulillah. First of all, thank you, my dear brother, and greetings to everyone and your honorable radio audience. And thank you, my dear brother, for the invitation. Alhamdulillah for your tafsir and your comments and reflections on the surah. The only thing I would add is in conjunction with what you said was, I just want to remind our radio audience who are Muslim that this particular surah that you recited was one of the early surahs that was revealed to our prophet, peace and blessing be upon him. It was a Meccan surah. Mm-hmm. And it was revealed at the very beginning of his mission. And it was it was really a blessing because it foretold his journey. And just another reminder for all of us, we focus upon the prophet's victory, right? But sometimes we forget about the arduous journey that he took to reach that final victory. You know, 13 years in Mecca, you know, being oppressed, being, you know, opposed, being blocked at every step of the way that they could try to block him. Then, alhamdulillah, he was able to go to Medina and set up or create a constitution invited by the people from different faiths to lead them. But yet he still faced hardship. You know, the Meccans weren't happy. Even though he got expelled from Mecca, they weren't happy. They went to attack him there, and believers had to fight for their lives on a number of occasions. Then, you know, even in Mecca, he faced attacks from within the community. And so only at the end of his life and his ministry was he able to accomplish 100% full victory. So Allah is reminding us that as we are put on our mission, much of it may be hardship. Inshallah, if we are true to the message, true to the mission, Allah will reward us with victory. And sometimes that victory is long in coming, but it's assured. Then Allah reminds us that once that first victory is achieved, when he sent the prophet, when a prophet was went to Medina and was selected as the leader of that society, he could have stopped.
Yes,
right? He could have stopped. Mm-hmm. He wasn't. His mission wasn't just to be ruler of Medina or to be the head of the state or head of the society. His mission was to spread the deen of al-Islam. And so he till his last breath, he fought and he tried to accomplish his mission. Allah blessed him to be successful. So that's a reminder for us as well.
Yeah. Now, I like your last point. I like it all, but that is a reminder for us because much of what you said, you know, we can think of our own history and the many sacrifices that pioneers made here, right here in the USA. Even those who didn't have the full understanding of Islam, but their hearts were pure gold. And Allah, he rewarded them, you know, for having good hearts, pure hearts. And we have a lot to learn from this example. And we thank Allah for the noble example of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. Alhamdulillah. Imam Bashir Ali, you are the convener of the conveners. Tell us, what does that mean? Now, take about 10 seconds, 15 seconds. I don't want to assume everybody knows you, but you're quite popular, but everyone may not know. A little bit about you, and then tell us about the convener of conveners and the conveners of imams. What is that, and what are some of the things you all have achieved?
That's a multi-part question, my brother. I'll try to do it as briefly as possible.
Take your time. No, we're not going. We have people coming on, but we want people. This is to people know what's going on in the Imam House community and how can they get involved. So, go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, my dear brother. And we've been blessed in the Midwest to kind of know each other and work with imams. And obviously, you as one of our all-star imams for a number of years. But alhamdulillah, I came into the community in 1970, prayed to Allah. When Imam Muhammad came into office, I happened to be an assistant minister at the time, and I transitioned to a minister at the time he came in to the leadership of our community. So alhamdulillah, I was one of the early young ministers under his leadership. And pray be to Allah, I've had the opportunity to be with him on a number of occasions and work with Imam Muhammad. He named me, he married me, and he actually appointed me to head up the Illinois Shura. It was a blessing and honor to work with him and learn the concept of Amarhum Shura Bainahum from him, his vision for it. Pray be to Allah. The second part of your question, we have a leadership structure in our community. As you know, we have a number of outstanding community institutions, but one of the institutions established by Imam Muhammad was the conveners or the sections. A lot of people don't know this history, but I'll just take a minute to review it with everyone. When we were in the Nation of Islam, there was a concept called regional ministers. And Imam Muhammad, upon coming into office, utilized that structure, the regional minister structure. Matter of fact, he moved ministers around, as you know. He moved some of the top ministers around, and Minister Abdul Aleem Muhammad from D.C. was moved to Detroit. as you may recall, and he became our Midwest regional minister. And I worked with him when he was a regional minister. That structure was left intact. Imam Muhammad evolved it over his time, and he evolved it from the concept of regions to sections, and he told us what the concept of sections meant. He said it meant they were a part of a whole. And then he evolved the concept of regional imams to section imams to section conveners. And he then told us what that concept meant. It means someone to call the people together to make group decisions based upon the concept of Abnahum Shurabainahum. And he used
just real quick, because we do this time, listen. When you say Shurabainahum, can you explain that, please, for those who may not know that term in Arabic?
Abnahum Shurabainahum is a Quranic concept. Matter of fact, there's a surah in the Quran called Shurah, right? It's so important that Allah may emphasize it with an entire chapter named after the concept. And Imam Muhammad really emphasized that throughout his whole term of leadership and being with us as the head of our community. And he tried to get us to understand that we must make decisions collectively in an intelligent way and use a process that Allah has given us and commanded us to use. Matter of fact, the language in the particular ayat really commands us to make our decisions collectively among each other. And so Imam Muhammad emphasized that. He created these different efforts in which to emphasize that for our community so that we would see that process. That was important because we were coming out a command structure called the Nation of Islam, in which everything was dictated from the top, quote, from headquarters, to the local command structure at the local temple or the local mosque in which the minister and the captains were in charge, and then you had a military structure that was a command and control structure, and the people had little or no say. So Imam Muhammad, he really emphasized us in our cultural transformation from one reality of the nation to the Deen of Al-Islam. He emphasized us utilizing this concept, this mandatory concept, this obligatory concept of Abnahum Shurabainahum, and he created structures for us to utilize that. And one of the main structures he created was the convening body or the section structure or the regional structure of imams. Later on, he created a additional models called the monitoring team, in which he wanted more than just imams involved. He wanted sisters involved and others involved. As a matter of fact, when he worked with me on the Illinois shore, that was the model he used. We created a structure in which we had different teams. We had a shura of imams. We had a business shura. We had a marketing shura. We had education shura. And he asked me to head up that whole concept in which there were multiple groups coming under one umbrella to serve the interests of our community. So, inshallah, we evolved that. And today, after he passed away, we ratified that model, and we've created a structure by which we have a shura of imams, but also we include others to coordinate with us, to collaborate with us, to develop our community life.
Now, you all have developed a college level, I would say, curriculum, or it's like a virtual school. Tell us more about that, and how can people join that effort?
Yes, alhamdulillah. One of the things that when we undertake the shura process, we engage with conversations with leaders in our community on a consistent basis. And as a part of that process, we try to identify challenges, problems, and priorities for our community. One of the things that we've identified over the last 5 to 10 years was the need for a new generation of leaders that were trained in the thinking of our madhhab of community life. We know we were blessed with a very special experience, And Imam Muhammad called us a new people and a new creation. And he even referred to what we were doing as a new system of thinking in line with this universal concept of Al-Islam, but also our ability to have a unique contribution from our experience. And so we've been blessed to try to pull together some top minds. We've embarked upon a five-year research and development process in which we pulled together a very comprehensive curriculum for leadership development. And alhamdulillah, we're in the second year of that program. We have a number of outstanding students. Allah has blessed us. They will attest to the rigor of the program, as you said. We hear from them from time to time. Inshallah, we try to showcase them as much as possible. And the program is called the Islamic Leadership Training and Development Program. The Islamic Leadership Training and Development Program. ILTDP.com. I repeat, ILTDP.com is the website. Please go to the website, look at the program. We've had some top imams and scholars and thinkers in our community review it, and they've been highly impressed. Pray be to Allah. We invite everyone to participate. Let me just put a point.
Well, let me ask you a question. Just a fast question. You say
yes.
Everyone. It said brothers and sisters?
Yes, yes, because we have men and women leaders in our community. The program qualifies people or can qualify people to operate at the top levels of leadership in this community. It's designed for that. There are several components to the program. We don't have time to go into that today, but
right.
I will say this. I'll say this, that if we look around and we see in our community how where is the backup for our imams? Do our imams have assistance? Do they have backup? We have women who are shura board leaders. Matter of fact, we have several of them in our program. They lead their communities on the shura board. We have imams in our program. They are resident imams or imams that give khutbahs on a regular basis. So our program is really inclusive to the point of the mind of a leader. We go into some specialized areas of training and development, but we also understand the universal concepts of leadership and develop people in those universal concepts, as well as the very specific and targeted skills that imams and other leaders need to lead our community. So it's a phenomenal program. The beautiful thing about it is this year is the second year of our pilot program. We'll be graduating our students in December, and we have a waiting list now for people that want to participate in the program that starts up in January. So people are signing up as we speak. I would encourage everyone to go to the website, look at the website, identify candidates in your community, and let me say just one other thing. One of the things that we try to emphasize across the country when we speak is that we have to value our leaders. We have to support our leaders. One of the things that we want to emphasize is that when you try to identify someone in your community that can benefit from the program, please try to rally support for them, because there is a small token tuition that's involved.
Mm-hmm.
Help that person participate and rally the community to pay their tuition and support them and hold them accountable to be an A student. So alhamdulillah, we have a number of people that are supported by their communities, and we encourage everyone to have someone in their community to support them in the effort.
So once again, can you give us their website? It's a little bit slower, please.
Yes. I, as Islamic, L, leadership, T, training, D, development, P, program, ILTDP.com.
.com. And this curriculum is based upon, of course, you know, first and foremost, the Quran and the life model of Muhammad, but it centers around the teachings of Imam W.D. Muhammad.
Yes, sir. We have three major components to it. We have a community leadership. We have what we call the Islamic Sciences, and we have the Imam W.D. Muhammad Knowledge Body component. All three components are coordinated and integrated, and they incorporate those vital components. What are the Quranic principles involved in these ideas? What was a model from the life of the Prophet? What Imam Muhammad also said, you know, we're going to build our community based upon fitra. What are the natural principles in the creation that support these ideas? And what is the thinking and the tafsir of Imam W.D. Muhammad on these concepts? So the whole program is built around those four major principles that are infused and integrated into every element of our program.
Yes, and if anybody who's listening have a question or comment at this time, they can press 1 on their phone, and they can ask a question of Imam Bashir about his particular points that he has shared with us. I know there are some hands already raised. I assume they're going to be guests to come on later on. I'm going to come back to them later on. But I'm going to go with the first caller here. This is our brother from the STL, Brother Mark Shaheed. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam to you, Brother Imam Sahir, and to your very distinguished, esteemed guest, Imam Dr. Bashir Ali, and to your very astute radio listening audience there at IWDM Radio. This is Mark Shaheed from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis, and the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say alhamdulillah, that the praise and the thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost, always. And really surprised to hear Imam Dr. Bashir Ali on Words Make People. But it's a very pleasant surprise. And all just so happened to be at home today. Usually I'm at Al Mu'minun Islamic Center. But as Allah would have it, for me to be here and to tune in and listen in, I want to just say that I endorse the program that Imam Dr. Bashir Ali and others that are working with him. They work feverishly for years in the formation of it, how it would look, its objectivity and all of that. And actually they have been on IWDM Radio with me I think about 3 times. And each time, at least the last 2 times, I invited those students, and he picked out some of the top students, and they are excellent. They are ready in what they learned, and I've seen the progression from year 1 to year 2. And I do plan on having them back on at the round table because this is something that each masjid and each Islamic center is in association with Imam Muhammad in particular. It's open to any and everybody, as he said. But particularly our community, and it doesn't discriminate. It's not just for imams. It's not just for educators. It's for everyone, you know, to partake in that. And it's so beneficial for us as a community to learn the deen, to learn the religion, so that we can be educated in that and then become better practitioners of the religion. This is very important, and this is something that I know that Imam Muhammad wanted, and those of us that's been in this community for a long time. So I would say take them up on that, get registered, and get in that class and everything. It will really be a benefit to all of us, and I want to just commend you once again, Dr. Bashir Ali, for having the foresight to do what Imam Muhammad was doing before his transition. He was preparing our young people, and a lot of emphasis got to be put on that. I'll stop there. You know, I can say a lot, but I'll stop there. We have to not only, you know, look for now, but we have to look for our future. One thing Imam Muhammad said, and this I'm closing with this. Imam Muhammad, I think in Islamic Climate for Business Success, Imam Muhammad talked about 4 tenses. We know pretty much 3, past tense, present tense, and future tense. Imam Muhammad introduced the 4th tense, which is control tense. And what he said was control tense is working in the present for what you want to have in the future. Then you have control tense. I'll stop with that. May Allah continue to bless you and us always. As-salamu alaykum.
Beloved brother, Brother Mark Shaheed, you got a couple more callers I'm going to get in here quickly. Email. Caller from 914. Thanks for calling Words Made People. Can you give us your first name and your city and your question or comment for Dr. Bashir?
This is Muhammad calling from Mount Vernon, New York. Assalamu alaikum.
What's my fine, Brother Muhammad? How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I will praise the due to Allah. Yes, I have about four things that I'd like to ask.
Maybe two, because we have a long list of people coming on. But go ahead, please.
Okay, I'll try to. Well, my first would be, Imam Bashir, when you spoke about the now moving around the ministers, you only named one. Are there any more that he moved in different locations?
He moved all of us.
He moved quite a few.
From Chicago to Indianapolis. Mr. Farrakhan was moved from New York to Chicago. So all the major, quote, regional ministers at that time, or some of the big name ministers, were moved from one location to another. I don't have enough time to name them all, but I think you get the idea in the picture, inshallah.
Oh, yes, right. And Imam Sahih always remind us, because people are speaking about Shura, remind us that Shura is not a standing body. It's a developed for different situations or that may come up, but it's not a standing body. Could you speak on that also?
Actually, it's both. Emunhum Shura Beinahum is an institution and a process. It's an institution that it's a process by which all of us interact with each other. There's informal Shura, in which we take with our spouses and our family structures informally with each other. But there's also formal institutions of Shura, and that's recognized throughout the whole Muslim world. They have the Majlis Shura bodies throughout the Muslim world, as well as Imam Muhammad created institutions. He specifically created, he created them. When he created the regional models among imams, and he talked about Shura. We have a number of quotes from him on that. So, yes, he did create those institutions, but he also emphasized a process, which is a universal process for us making decisions. So it's both.
Brother Muhammad, that was two. I'm going to give you one more, but we do have to move because we got a lot of information today. Yeah, one more.
All right. Yeah, thank you, ma'am. So here for this one more.
Yes, sir.
And that is a sister was chosen. Someone asked a question about sisters also. No, a sister was chosen to help Imam Muhammad, to help the ministers to make the transition from Nation Islam to his leadership.
Yes, it is. And she calls in very often, so maybe she called in today. But we do have to keep moving, Brother Muhammad. I know that you're one of my main supporters, but we have the program today is on different events that's happening right now, currently in Imam Muhammad's community. So if you'd be so kind, let us keep going. I would appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you both. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother.
Okay, brother, man. Bashir, give you one more call. We got here from 908. Call from 908. Can you give us your first name, question, and comment for Imam Bashir? 908-812. Okay, well, we're going to put him back on hold. Okay, Imam Bashir, anything you want to say to wrap up? That this is really, let me say this first for all our listeners, this is just a taste of a few, because there are many more events going on within the community. Imam Muhammad, each of these guests on today, I plan to bring them back individually and have a fuller conversation with them. So I just want you all to know that. But Imam Bashir, anything you want to say and wrapping up this portion, please?
Yes, sir, my dear brother. Just one more thing, and thank you so much for the invitation. But we, speaking about our program, there's a beautiful interception between our students and our, we're going to have a conference later on. Inshallah, we'll come back and talk about that. But there is an initiative going on as we speak. We call the 2023 Community Development Survey. It's on our website, IWDMCommunity.com. IWDMCommunity.com.
Okay,
IWDMCommunity.com. And that survey is for everybody in the community. We want to get everyone's thoughts and on the needs and the priorities that they think are important for our community going forward. It's a four-part process. Our students will be involved in a research project this quarter in putting together that information from believers in our community. They will also be interviewing leaders as well as what we call target generation. So it's a multifaceted research project in which we want to get the thoughts and the concerns and the needs from our community, from our leadership, from targeted generation, pull that together and make a presentation to our community so everyone's aware of some priorities, or at least how we feel from different perspectives on how we should develop our community going forward. So it's a very important project. Please go to the website. You can everyone can participate. It's a survey. We will be texting it out. Actually, as we speak, it's going around. Imams will be having copies of the link. Others will have copies, but you can go directly to the website and participate, and we urge everyone to participate so we can get the best information from as many people as possible.
You know, and one thing I think you mentioned at our meeting, some best practices that's going on in one city, this survey may bring it out. We can learn from that city and try to replicate it in other cities.
And
I think that may be part of it. And then also, this may be a good segue as well. The classes you have with the Islamic Leadership Training Development Program, aren't you having your first graduation, I think, at the Muslim Journal, so time to be grateful, in December? Is that?
Yes, sir.
Great.
And you'll be able to see some of the students there, as well as our conference in October. But alhamdulillah, we're proud of them. And as you said, a byproduct of the survey will be identifying best practices for our community to share with everyone so that we all can benefit from those outstanding models of accomplishment from all over our community.
Thank you very much for your time. I do appreciate you. And inshallah, we're going to get you back on again, each of our guests on again individually, so we can dig into detail on all of these wonderful things that are going on. So thank you, Brother Imam Bashir, for your leadership and for the dedication, because you got to be able to stick to it. You know, you can't just get on it and get off of it. And you have proven to be one of those who have that tenacity to hang in there and get things done. And we are thankful to Allah for you.
Thank you, my dear brother. May Allah bless you and all the great things you do, as well as your team and our entire community as well.
Me. So with that said, we're going to, since they have the graduation at the Muslim Journal, time to be grateful. Let's talk to some of our believers from the team working with Muslim Journal. So, Imam Bashir, if you can press 1 on your phone, please, that will allow me to free up the line. Yes. And we're very grateful to him. So I'm seeking to identify the people from Muslim Journal's team. If you are on the line, press 1. I see one already. This is my brother, the musician. Brother Kuche Bey, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear like you sitting next to me. Okay, we're going to go to the next one, 202. My sister Imani Abdullah from Washington, D.C. Assalamu alaikum, sister Imani.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How you doing today?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well, thank you.
Alhamdulillah. We're going to bring on our brother, Imam Mujahideen Muhammad. He's from all over. He's been in Philly. He's been in Jersey. He's been in Jersey. Brother Imam, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Now, I see some more names on your list, but if the other two is Sister Marsha, if she's on, she can press 1 on her phone. It would bring her to the top of the list. And also, if Sister Aisha K. Mustafa, she's on, if they can press 1 on their phone, that would help me to find their numbers. Okay. Okay, so we're going to talk about the Muslim Journal, our institution. This is our blessing, really. A lot of religious institutions don't have their own newspaper. In particular, one that's been around going on into the seventh decade. This paper goes back to the actual literal hands of our brother El-Haj Malik El-Shabazz, commonly known as Malcolm X. And one of the highlights, keystone markings, events of our community every year is the Muslim Journal, A Time to Be Grateful. That is a very special time. If you're not being, you are missing the treat. You really, really are. So this team here is going to speak on the Muslim Journal's newspaper, A Time to Be Grateful, annual event. It's been going on for quite some time. The Time to Be Grateful was going on before Imam passed. And it's been in all over the country, East Coast, West Coast, South, in Bermuda one time. So is there a particular spokesperson? I think it's Sister Imani, or are you the head person for this effort?
This is Imani. I'm not actually the head person for this particular event because I'm in D.C. and Sister Joan is the head person, but I am here to represent the cultural aspect of the event, and I would like to highlight the fact that we are recruiting and solidifying all of the groups and individuals for our culture night. That is one of the main focuses that we are speaking on today. We are going to have a pre-cultural extravaganza on Thursday that will open up the weekend event. So if we have any entertainers who are planning to attend or would like to be included in that Thursday portion of the event, please contact us as soon as possible. We're having our cultural night on Friday. We're also having entertainment for the Time to Be Grateful 19th annual banquet. We're having entertainment for the business breakfast. We really, really, really are trying to recruit young and youth adults to be part of the entertainment team. So if anyone is aware or know of someone who wants to participate in that event, any of the events that we mentioned, please feel free to contact us as soon as possible so that we can get your information and find out where you would best fit for the Time to Be Grateful that's going to be held in Newark, New Jersey this year, inshallah.
Newark, New Jersey. Can you give us the dates, please?
Brother Kachibi, he's going to pick up from here.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. So the date is 4 nights starting, well, actually 4 days because the event starts in the morning at 10 a.m., December 7th through the 10th. So four days starting December 7th, Meadowlands, New Jersey, and the actual place would be the Hilton Meadowlands 2 Plaza, East Rutherford, New Jersey, starting December 7th.
Can you give that one more time? You said the Hilton Meadowlands?
Right, the Hilton Meadowlands, so it's a hotel, Hilton Meadowlands, the number 2 Plaza, and the exact address is East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Right. Now, maybe the Mujahid can help us email. Mujahid, because the lay of the land, we hear these names. Are they really close to Newark, or am I right, Brother Mal?
Yeah, they were in proximity, about 20 minutes north east. So the main event will be housed at the hotel, and then we also have a tour that Thursday as well, coming into the city of Newark, as well as a press conference.
So am I to assume that December 7th, that's a Thursday, correct?
Say it again.
That's correct.
Yes. December 7th, that is, I mean, it should be, okay. Okay, great. I just trying to help because people who don't live there, and I don't live there, I hear these names. I hear East Rutherland, I'm hearing, Meadowlands and all that, but they all are in close proximity. Okay. So what are the highlights for the Time to Be Grateful this year? What are we going, is there a treat for us this year? It's always a treat, but.
Did you want me to speak, ma'am?
Yeah, I'll just speak to the Thursday. Thursday is the new edition. Normally, Time to Be Grateful has been Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So one of the new additions to Time to Be Grateful is the Thursday experience. We have quite a few events. We're still finalizing on the young adult activities for Thursday. But right now we have standing a special exhibit, a historic exhibit, that's going to highlight a few collections in our community that they're going to bring to the Hilton. And then we also have, as we mentioned, the historical tour also on Thursday.
Okay. So how much is it to register and how can you register?
Right now we're sending everybody to Masjid Al-Haq, all one word, MasjidAlHaq.com. Make sure you put the Al in there, Masjid Al-Haq, HAQQ.com, and you'll see the whole layout through Eventbrite, which is where all the tickets can be purchased.
Okay, Masjid Al-Haq, HAQQ, okay, .com. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sister Imani, when you said to get young people involved, and you know each year we all get one year older, so you gotta help us out with that. So, who are the young folks now?
We're looking for individuals from the ages 12 to 45. So the 12 through 19 can participate, and they will be a group. And then from 19 to 45 will be a second group. And then, of course, we're always going to use our veteran entertainers and our local entertainers from New Jersey. And Brother Katibi can also finish up giving you all of the details of that piece.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
What I'm really excited about, because, Imam, you mentioned a treat this year. I'm so excited. Well, first off, very quickly, I want to thank my co-chair, Sister Imani, for really helping me acclimatize and learn how to put this together behind the scenes. Sister Joan, our liaison, our leader within our committee, the cultural committee, our chairwoman, Sister Suwad, and my direct leader in the audiovisual department, Imam Mujahideen. So I just want to thank everyone, and then, all, of course, everyone above us, Sister Aisha and the Imam at Masjid Al-Haq. So very quickly, I've been tasked to help design the audiovisual presentation this year Imam Mujahideen has given me the parameters to do this design. And I'm so excited about that. I dreamt about it today, seeing all the wiring that's required. And what I've done, and this is the real treat for me, and I believe it's going to be a treat for everyone, I've reached out to the president of New Africa Records and Entertainment to help me with this design. Now, I've mentioned this brother before. This brother was the music director for Marvin Gaye, the music director for Earth, Wind, and Fire, the music director for Anita Baker, the music director for Diana Ross. Guess who has committed to be the music director for us? Alhamdulillah. This is Brother Nolan Shaheed that I'm speaking of.
Yes.
And
yes.
We've already begun the design.
Yes. Yeah. So how is
so
he doing? Is he doing better
he's
now?
Doing much
for
better.
While he has challenged. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir.
Thank
yes, sir. He's doing much better. And, you know, for those who don't know, Brother Nolan has been battling cancer. And I've been personally doing fundraisers to help him, you know, battle the cancer. So far, you know, he's been getting good, at least receiving good results from his doctors. And so he's doing much better in that regard, and very strong, in fact. And he's very excited about helping us with the design of this event. So I'm really, really excited. I'm very excited.
Yeah. Yes, and I want to just add, and I can bear witness to what Brother Katibi is saying. This is years ago. I was with Wale Ali one time, and he went to Brother Norman to record one of his songs in Brother Norman's house. And there were pictures of Brother Norman on the wall with Michael Jackson. I'm like, wow, you know. So what our brother is saying, you know, I personally can bear witness to that myself.
Yes,
okay, tell us more about the time to be grateful. Will the Juma and everything be at the hotel?
Yes, sir. I know the obviously, you know, Juma will be on Friday in the main room. In fact, all of the major events, the Juma, the cultural night, the awards banquet, the fashion show will be inside of the main room at the Hilton.
Okay. Is there anything
yes,
else
sir.
That you missed?
And I want to say that the tickets, you know, the tickets are available now for the culture night. Please, like with Imam Mujahideen was saying, go to Masjid Al Haq, the website, and then that way you'll see the Eventbrite page where you can purchase the tickets. It is available right now. The cultural night is $50. You're not going to, I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Inshallah, you're going to love this. The banquet, awards banquet is available now. The tickets are $125. The fashion show tickets are available. So my job is to blow everyone's mind. You know, that is my job, and I've been waiting for an opportunity like this, and I thank everyone for entrusting me with the opportunity to help with this design. So inshallah, we'll make this event and this all four evenings memorable. And if Imam Muhammad was here, he would be proud. So that's my job. Alhamdulillah.
Is there a package deal or all this family package deal, or is everything bought a la carte one at a time?
I know it's a la carte. Maybe Mujahideen can speak more to that, but I know it's the breakdown of the tickets or a la carte.
Yeah, and we're transitioning to all access. One of the things we want to communicate is that this is the 19th annual A Time to Be Grateful. Muslim Journal's A Time to Be Grateful, and I was fortunate to be. Actually, I did. I don't know if it was the first one or the second one. Imam Muhammad was there, but I do remember that one. And I also was a part of the one in Bermuda, and then also we was in D.C. last year, and other ones we went to throughout. But as the experience of myself and others that are a part of this team, we're developing a structure going forward as a template, as you will. And we are going to promote all access. We do have an all-access package this year, but you are allowed to pick and choose also. So both options are available. We just finished our first round of early bird specials. We were selling tables at a discount rate as well as vending. We do have quite a few vendors. There are a few vendor spaces left. So if there are any business people that have any products, we ask you also to join to become a vendor. They're selling out pretty fast.
Yes, sir. I do have a question that I want to ask. People have been concerned about vendors, and vendors have said the same thing. Sometimes it's hard to find the vendors, or they are so spaced out to where people don't even realize there are vendors on the other side. So will the vendors be in one location?
Yes, and since Marcy's not able to get on today, maybe another time we'll be able to come back. But she's been laying out the way of the conference. So fortunately, everything is going to be a grand ball marketplace. Just like we have all of our major events in one area, adjacent to that, you'll see, for lack of a better expression, a new Africa marketplace where all the vendors will be in one location.
Great. I know I've heard that.
As well as the workshops. Workshops that have a designated area. And so it should be, we'll have a chart map similar to last year. I believe Sister Imani and them, they all did an excellent job in laying out the workshop area similarly this year coming as well, inshallah.
Now, I love you all theme. Y'all theme is just making me smile.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, it's called Words Make People. Enhancing literacy and culture for future generations. Yes. Alhamdulillah. Imam Muhammad gave us that theme, and it's a powerful theme, and I've used it tremendously. Alhamdulillah. Okay. So I'm here looking at the site. It's a nice site. It's easy to navigate. Just as they say, go to the, I went to the site, MasterTheirHawk.com, and I clicked on the menu, the drop-down menu with the acronyms ATTBG, which stands for A Time to Be Grateful, and everything opened up. Just the information is there. So is there anything else that we need to share about this event? I know me and my wife go, well, we made just about a, not made them all, but we made quite a few of them, more than not. And the environment is always enjoyable. It's peaceful. It has that old feel of going to the convention. Everyone's laughing and hugging people you've not seen in a while. But anything else that we wanted to mention about this event?
I sound like them. We definitely want to make mention of the volunteer request. Volunteer request as usual, and we need volunteers that are specialized in different areas of the convention and of the Time to Be Grateful format. So if you want to volunteer, we are also looking for volunteers. Thank you.
So how and who would a person reach out to if someone wants to volunteer, would they contact you, or is there a space on the page, on the MasterTheirHawk page for volunteers?
Brother Mujahideen, is there a space on the page?
I'm not sure if there's space on the page. I would have to check that. I don't think so. We did do an early round before that page was developed, and so we were really looking internally. But we still do have places, space available. You can email us. The email address is 2023attbg@gmail.com. That's 2023attbg@gmail.com. And there is a number on the flyer, that second number, I think it's 862 number. You can also reach us on there as well. I would be remiss if we didn't communicate. Yeah, say it again.
No, I'm looking on the website for the flyer. Right now I'm not seeing the flyer. Is the flyer on the website? If you send me the flyer, then we can share it on our social media contacts, but I'm not seeing the flyer.
Yeah, I mean, we had an independent flyer for call out, but we pulled that back because we were we had our base team develop. But I don't have an actual flag in front of me right now. But there's an 862 number now.
Okay.
But I was going to say, I'll be remiss if I didn't communicate to you all that Masjid Haq is the host masjid for this event. And so under its leadership, Imam Abdul Karim Muhammad, who's also the new board of directors of the Muslim Journal. As I'm sure those who are listening are aware, Sister Aisha, about a year or so ago, selected Imam Abdul Karim to lead the charge of the transition of the Muslim Journal underneath a board, executive board. They selected, I think right now we're at 21 people, and I know Imam McCall is one of those who were selected to transition the journal to the next generation. And so we are always thankful to assist him. He's also selected as the vice president of the board. So I assist Imam Abdul Karim Muhammad and his leadership as we are getting the paper to the next generation.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Yes. I'm looking here now. There is a letter here. Dear friend of Muslim Journal, they're talking about the banquet in East Rutherford, New Jersey. And there is an 862 number on here. Is that the number you were referring to, an 862?
Yeah. That's the number that you can contact us if you're interested in volunteering or any other information in relation to.
Okay.
Yeah, 862-250-5451.
And that's the number to call for those who want to volunteer. Great, alhamdulillah. Well, we want to also give a big thanks to Imam Abdul Karim Muhammad and Sister Aisha K. Mustafa for their hard work and dedication. We cannot overlook that. Once again, and that's with all the efforts of people coming on today to have the ability to stick to a program until it's done. You know, we're not running the dash. We're running a marathon, and that's how we're going to be successful, inshallah. Anything else from anyone on the Muslim Journal or anything else involving the Muslim Journal before we go? Let me see. Do I have any callers that may want to ask a question? I think
while you do that, Sunday we do have a lineup, a nice lineup. We have the business breakfast, networking breakfast, where we'll highlight our business professionals. And then also Sunday we have the Interfaith Kailin, Sunday afternoon.
Yes, sir. That's on Sunday. And now this is all, and everything's going to be at the hotel. Pretty much, right?
Everything will be at the hotel. Again, the tour and special, the tour will be leaving from the hotel, but we'll be going into the city of Newark to visit the various masjid historical Muslim and African American sites in Newark, New Jersey.
For hotel reservations, is there a certain, if I was to call the hotel and make a reservation, would I give a certain name or code number? For a certain
unfortunately, at the main hotel, those rooms that were reserved with the special price have been sold out. There is a hotel right next door that's available. That's on the site. You don't need a code for that one. And then there's the Meadowlands Garden, I believe. That's also on the hotel. I mean, that's also on the website. And there is a code on the website for that. And that's about 5 or 7 minutes from the hotel, the main hotel.
Okay, I think we have a few some hands up. I think there are people who have questions to ask. Let me go to the first one. This is my brother Monk Shahid again. Brother Monk Shahid, you have a question or comment, sir?
Yes, assalamu alaikum once again to you, Imam Sayyir, and to your very distinguished guests, representatives of the 2023. I kind of be grateful to be held there in Newark, New Jersey. I was sitting here listening, and some great information. So my question is, and of course I've been in contact with General Najallah and also Imam Kareem Muhammad, and so he's out on vacation with his family. But my question to you all, and I'm glad Brother Sahir have you on because he has a good representation, and each one of y'all have designated responsibilities. Workshops this year, the educational part that has become a vital part of the time to be grateful. I'm interested in being a participant as a facilitator for a workshop. Who would it be that I would get in contact with? Matter of fact, Karan Shakir and myself would like to do that. Who should I get in touch with for that? And I think I heard my sister Amani. Is that Amani from D.C. that's a part of the committee?
Yes.
I look at she laughing. Sister Amani. You're in New Jersey now, but you just did such a great job. They just adopted you.
They adopted me.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Well, that's beautiful because you did a great job in D.C. last year, so I can see why they would want you on that committee. Talk to me. Have you all somebody that's in charge of that? Who should I contact?
Sister Marcia. Sister Marcia Niven, she's the workshop coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you can send it to that same email. We're centralizing all of the contacts via that email, and then we'll send your information to her, and then she'll reach out to you. So that email that we're asking anyone who has any questions in regards to volunteering, vending, or any other questions via email, you can send it to 2023.
Yeah, it's a little difficult for me, brother, because I'm legally blind. Sister Monty knows that. So, Amani, you got my number. If you can just get a number, it would be easier for just to have a direct call to the sister, whoever is in charge of that.
Yeah,
that would work
number,
best for me.
Yes,
Brother
Sahir,
that would help facilitate your request. So I will call you, and we can talk about it offline, and then I can help you facilitate your request.
I appreciate that. And thank you, too, brother. I'm just not one of those normal people that can do all of that and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But alhamdulillah. Thank you
so
much.
Your class. Okay.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay.
Thank you, Brother Imam Sahir, for having him on and giving that information. It seems like it's going to be a very, very exciting. And I love the fact that each year it grows bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm glad that you have something on Thursday because we'll be looking at coming in on Thursday, this year, inshallah, God willing. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Another thing we didn't get a chance to mention was that there's still opportunity for those who would like to participate in the sponsorship. We have robust sponsorship opportunities, so also check us out for those who have that interest as well.
Now, for those who want to be sponsored, it goes again to the website you mentioned, masjidalhaq.com.
You can go there. I also have an email. Let me see if I can find that email. There's also an email designated to sponsorships.
It's a different one. It's a different email for sponsorships.
There is a different email for sponsorship. I mean, you can still send it, and we'll forward it to the sponsorship department. But there is another email. I think it's 2023. I'll wait to get it.
Go ahead and take a minute and get it right, because you can't be missing on email. You got to get the email right. But while you're doing that, we go to a caller 202. I think this is a caller for the question. Caller 202-550. You have a question for our Time to Be Grateful Banquet Committee?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Brother Sahir. This is Sister Sharon Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum to everyone. Alhamdulillah, excellent program. Alhamdulillah. And so, good to hear Sister Imani, because inshallah, we'll work together last year here in D.C. But my question, not to be redundant, as far as for health services on site, is there a particular contact person?
You said health services?
Yes, any emergent health occurrences that may occur on site during the convention time, is there a team until where we can rally all of the healthcare providers from all over the nation that are coming in to help the volunteers to support that effort?
I want to make sure that you have some, like, medical emergencies that may happen during the time to be grateful.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, please. Sister Imani.
As-salamu alaykum, Sister Sharon. I will get back with you about that. We are still tightening up all of the smaller loose ends that we have yet to finalize. So maybe this week when we have our meeting, we can go back over those pieces, and then I would definitely ask them to contact you because you were very instrumental in making sure our health suite was up and adequate. So, inshallah, we'll talk about that, and maybe you can come to be invited to the meeting to discuss that aspect of the event.
Okay, Shukran. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Very good question. Yes, no, thank you. So we have to be very mindful of that. And also be on the alert. And I'm sure the hotel has a system in place, but the hotel can't be everywhere. So we will. So just bringing that to our consciousness is very important. Thank our sister Sharon.
And we do have a standing security committee and team, and a standing hospitality team that also is going to incorporate the health. But I appreciate the interest that the sister just brought to our attention.
Right, right. So we're going to have to go to my next guest, but I might bring you all back on, I'm thinking maybe even twice. This is July, October, maybe October, and then maybe 2 weeks before the actual event. They could bring you back on and go into these details, because this is very important. The time to be grateful is very special as well.
Ads email. It's 2023.attbg.ads@gmail.com. So it's 2023.attbg.ads@gmail.com. Thank you again.
You said A B as in boy or A D as in David?
A D as in ads. ads@gmail.com. So it's 2023attbgads@gmail.com.
Now, what about sponsors?
You can do sponsors and ads. They can all send direct information there. Yes,
okay. Okay. So the one for ads and sponsors. Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. I do have to move on. There are some hands up as well. We're going to take these callers, and if they got a question for you all, we have them to be very brief and right to the point, because keep moving here. 972, thanks for calling Works Made People. Can you give us your question, your first name, city, and your question and comment, please?
Assalamu alaikum, Ishmael Fatmi from Dallas, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Ishmael Fatmi. Yeah. I have a question, and I'm not sure if this is the same entity, the Time to Be Grateful, with the Muslim Journal. And if it is, my question is, are there plans in the work to make the Muslim Journal more digital and more virtually interactive, such as, you know, even something simple as having interns maybe read stories from the Muslim Journal on a YouTube channel to bring it out to more people, that since the technology is moving forward? That's my question. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah. Very good question. This is the Time to Be Grateful team. I don't know if Imam Mujahid, is that a question you can?
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Real quickly, you could just go to MuslimJournal.net, www.MuslimJournal.net, and you'll see actually we just launched Muslim Journal News. It's already been out there on YouTube and Instagram, but we are starting to be more proactive. And in relation to literacy, the mayor of Newark just did a press conference launching a 10-step plan for literacy. And so Muslim Journal is looking to also start a literacy program. And we are looking for interns. and young journalists and young professionals to be a part of that pool. So take a look at the MuslimJournal.net, and you'll see some of the latest activities in regards to that. And also send us a communication.
Thank you. Very good. And this is good thinking. This is very good thinking. Alhamdulillah. I know we're going a little bit over. Brother Adam, may I you on next. Just give us about a few more minutes. I'm going to get this other hand that went up. Two more hands that went up quickly. Call it from 910-527. Do you have a question or comment for the Time to Be Grateful Committee? Okay. 910-527. Okay. We go to the next caller here. Caller 856. Yeah. Can you have a question for the comment for the time to break? Can you give
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Sultana Ali from New Jersey. Sister Imani, I need, if I go on the website, can I register on there for a workshop and a vending? I want to do a workshop.
Sister Marsha still on? Sister Marsha is in charge of the workshop committee. And, of course, if you go on the website, you should be able to get the vending workshop, all of those pieces in terms of buying it. But I think Sister Marsha has a different process for you to volunteer to participate in workshops. If it's not available by this call, then by next Wednesday, once we have our meeting, I'll help make sure that all of those pieces are in the link so that you all can sign up for the workshop, the children events, anything that's not there at this time, because I just shared with Sister Joan and the committee the platform that we use for everybody to sign up on things in D.C., and so she's going to tighten up anything that still needs addressing this week when we have our meeting, inshallah.
Okay. Sister Marsha here. Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
This is Sister Marsha.
Oh.
Okay.
Getting ready to go off. But you made it.
Okay.
You made it.
I wasn't on earlier, but I did hear my name, so I said let me jump in just in case you needed me. But I think Sister Mani did a great job in giving the information. So we are working on putting together some very unique and fulfilling workshops for you all for our time to be grateful. I'm excited for what we put together to be able to strengthen us all as a community. As we know, this year's theme is Words Make People, and it's about literacy, and there are all sorts of literacy that we have to be mindful of. And so we're putting together workshops that will address various types of literacy to help us move forward as a people.
So Sister Marsha, is there a way to contact you? People ask about the workshop. How can they contact you?
Yeah, so at the moment, probably the best way to put in a request for a workshop would be to email the Time to Be Grateful email, which is 2023appbg@gmail.com. Again, that's 2023appbg@gmail.com.
Thank you very much. I do have
You're
to
welcome.
Wrap this session up. I don't want to end it. That we have two more teams coming on, and we're going to have you back, inshallah. And I know Brother Marshall, he's listening. He may have you on his show as well, because the Muslim Journal is our institution. That's ours, and we have to give it all the love, support that is. That it needs. So, alhamdulillah. If anybody have any one or two words, closing comments, please.
If I can, Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Kachavi. December 7th, a time to be grateful. Buy them their tickets. Buy them tickets now. That's all I've got to say. I think the cultural night, the banquet, the fashion show is going to be off the hook. Buy the tickets now. Don't wait. Buy the tickets. December 7th.
All right.
That's when it's going up. I'm not going to say going down. That's when it's going up. Alhamdulillah.
It's going up. Yeah, we've been down too long. Alhamdulillah.
That's right.
Thank you all. I do want to continue, but I can't. I do apologize for that. But it's my sincere intent to have you all back. You all let me know when. Inshallah, we'll work it in. Thank you.
Sir.
And give our regards to Imam Muhammad and Nuri, and also to Sister Aisha as well.
Alhamdulillah.
You can press 1 on your phone, please. That would make it easier on me. And we can go to our next outstanding guest. Alaykum as-salam. Go to our next outstanding guest. He's doing a choir work. You know, sometimes choir work is more effective than anything because you get a lot more done. This is our brother Adam, Imam, Adam Bia from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Brother Imam, welcome to Words Made People. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, alaykum as-salam. Thank you, brother Imam. Michael, I appreciate you inviting us to come on the program. I'm enjoying it so far. I've been patiently listening in, and I'm enjoying everything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, there's so many things going on, and the Muslim Journal covers quite a bit up as well. But as this allows to have an interactive, people can ask on current questions, you know, as we speak.
Yes, sir.
But you have a wonderful program that's going on for a number of years. It's called 150. And I'm just going to give it just as much of it. That you are seeking to have 100 individuals to send $50 a month to a designated school. The money does not come to you. The money goes back to the school. But first,
exactly.
take a few seconds and tell us who you are. You're in Fayetteville. You've been Muslim for how long? You're in Imam, et cetera. But then we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of your program. What inspired it and all that good stuff, information?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, please.
As you stated, yes, I live in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I've been here since 1984,
mm-hmm.
which translates in almost too long, but not long enough, right? Since 1984. And I was the resident imam of Masjid Omar Ibn Said from December of 1990 until April of 2000. I was a resident imam, and we were there when the masjid was constructed from the ground up. We headed up that effort. We were able to, again, build the masjid from the ground up, which actually was the second masjid that we built from the ground up. So anyway, that's my story for right now. Inshallah.
Yes, sir.
That's my story.
Thank you. Tell us about 150, and that 50 is $50.
Right.
How did this concept begin, and what is its purpose?
Yes, sir. Actually, I have a weekly program on AM360, which is American Muslim 360. I'm on that program every Thursday morning. And about in March of 2016, I had an idea, because I kept hearing people say that education is the number one priority. And that was like, it almost became to be cliche, because I had heard it so much. And I said, well, we need to do something about education. So I came up with the idea, hey, if I can encourage enough people to contribute $50 a month to education, we can raise some nice money to support our school. So I began on that. I came up with the idea, hey, I'm going to send personally, I'm going to send $50 every month to support Claremont Harbor schools around the country. So I began to identify which schools were open, you know, how many school full-time schools we had. And based on my research, at that time, there were seven schools open, seven. And I can remember back in the day, Brother Imam, you can probably attest that we had a lot of schools open back in the day. I mean, it seemed like that was, it was like a boilerplate. Yeah, boilerplate effort. You know, you build the masterhood, or you build it during the first experience that we called temple. You build a temple, and then you build the school, right? So it was boilerplate.
Yes, sir.
So it was to my dismay that we only had, at that time, seven full-time schools open. It seemed that something wasn't correct in that regard. So at the end of the program that I was on, in trying to get people to commit to that, 13 people signed up and said, hey, we'll support the schools. We'll join you in that effort. I said, alhamdulillah, 13 people. So the idea was that you send the money to the schools directly, $50. Every month, you send $50 to the schools. And I said, well, don't send it to any organization because sometimes they get amnesia, right? So don't send it to organizations. Send it to the schools so the schools will get the benefit of your charity. And from that time of April of 2016 was our first month. So from April 2016 to now, we've raised about, we're going on $300,000, Brother Man.
Whoa.
$300,000.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. People have been consistent. They're sending money consistently, and alhamdulillah. So the idea of 150, if we can get 100 people to donate $50 a month, that's $5,000 a month. So at seven schools, every 7 months, a school would know he would get $5,000 for his operation. So that was
now,
what we did.
Yes, sir. Now, your goal is 100 each month. Have you reached that number yet? Are you still?
No, sir.
Need more?
Not consistently. No, sir. We need more. And the reason I stopped it, I said 150. I can remember the ayah in the Quran where Allah says that if you have 100 believers, that they can conquer 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
If they really believe, they can conquer 10,000. So that shows me the power of people working in together. That they
yes,
can raise enough money that people can conquer, that people could raise enough money that they can conquer 1,000 people, basically. So that's where that idea came from. We haven't reached it yet, but we keep trying. You know, we haven't given up, but we keep trying until we reach the goal. So, yes, we still, and another thing, we don't necessarily have to stop at 100 now. You know?
Right.
If we get more 100, we don't have to stop at 100. We have the capacity in our community, I believe, that if we can get, can you imagine 500? Can you imagine 1,000? We have enough capacity in our community that people truly believe and believe in this cause, that we could raise enough money to do that. So that's the goal, inshallah.
So this is beautiful, because you saying since 2016, so roughly about 7 years, that you have raised about 50 grand a year.
I mean, that's, I think that we have to applaud that. I think that needs to be recognized, first of all, because it shows that with the unity, as you said, that it could be, that it can be done on a consistent basis. And I won't say which particular school it was, but I heard from one of the directors who has been a beneficiary of your honorable effort. And he was so happy. He said before you began this effort, Brother Imam, he said every year at the end of the school year, they had to tell the teachers, come back, you know, we're short, you know. But he said, but with your effort, he said they were able to end the school year and all teachers were paid in full. That is, they have to be recognized. They have to be applauded. Now, when I introduced you, I said that you do it quietly, and I said that meaning that you're not one seeking any pat on the back or lifting up, because I think you're more about the work. But people need to know more about this. I know you promote it. You have a Facebook page. But how can we support, besides giving money, which is obvious, how can we lift this up more?
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, just like anything else, we live in a day where people rave about social media and things of that nature, and they're quick to point out something negative. If a negative word goes on social media, it spreads like wildfire, you know, around the community. Well, if something positive, it should spread even more rapidly if it's positive. So I'm hoping that people can share it with other people so that they would let it be known. I don't need the notoriety. I mean, it's not a thing for me. I just want it to happen, you know. So, you know, and that's why I say that, you know, if you do, for those that help, don't send the money to any organization. Now, I got a few organizations mad with them because I said that, believe it or not. I said, because they might get amnesia. And that's not saying they're crooked or whatever, but the reality is, if you send it to organizations, sometimes they need money as much as the schools need money. You follow me? So they might have to use it for their budget.
That's a known fact that I won't call you by name, but many of your major organizations that solicited money, they are allowed, I don't know the fraction, the amount, but they are allowed to take a large percentage of their money for operations expense, office.
Yeah, exactly.
They got to pay the light bill. They got to pay for the telephone bill. But effort, it goes directly to the Claire Muhammad School.
Exactly. And I'm not being critical of you anyway, but the reality is they got over here. I mean, whoever's working with them might not be doing it for, it might not be a labor of love. You know what I mean? I had one sister call me up and ask me, what am I doing with the money? And I said, what money? You know, but she probably heard something. She probably heard something.
Let me say it again. I may say it another time. The money does not go to Adam Bia. Not one penny. But you have it set up where you've identified 7 Claire Muhammad schools, and you will send to your list, say, this month's school is the school in Queens, New York, or maybe the school in Nashville, Tennessee, or Milwaukee. And then each person who's part of the program will know not to send the money to you or to an organization. Send it this month. It goes to the school that's been selected for that month.
Yes, sir.
And like that month, schools that benefit you. Emmy is very simple. Now, the question may come up. How are the schools accountable? And the answer is obvious. Yes, they're accountable. But the person say who gave $50 a month, are these amounts tax deductible? And if so, how are the schools going to send a receipt, so to speak, to the recipients? So how does
that work? And I leave that up to the schools. We don't micromanage it to the point that we require that. But believe me, when I send money to certain schools, they send me a receipt and a thank you. They send a receipt and a thank you. So that right there is a blessing, that they're acknowledging the funds and they're thanking the people for sending it. So just know that that's there. I mean, these are, and that tells me that they're good stewards. They're good stewards of what's being done, because they realize that person that sent $50 in it, that might be on fixed income, and for what I know, a lot of the people that are donating are on fixed income. They're not raking in the dough and things of that nature. They're on fixed income. So they know that, and so they respect that and tell the give the people a note to say thank you for donating. Thank you for sacrificing. Thank you for thinking about it.
Yes, sir.
And that helps a lot.
It does. Can you name the 7 schools for us, please?
Well, right now it's down to 6 because one of the schools closed back during the COVID pandemic. They closed.
Mm-hmm.
But let me go. There's Clay Muhammad School Muhammad Schools in Atlanta. There's Clay Muhammad School in Nashville, Clay Muhammad School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Clay Muhammad School in Miami. I had a list going. Let me go back to this list.
What about the ones in New York?
Corona was up there closed during the pandemic. They were not able to recover from that. I said Miami and Nashville. Oh, Bermuda. About 8 months ago, we found out about Clay Muhammad School in Bermuda, and we stopped supporting them. In Brooklyn, Clay Muhammad School in Brooklyn, New York. So those are the – it's down to 5 now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, that's 6.
6. Oh, 6, I'm sorry. You're right. That's down to 6 schools. Right? We picked up Bermuda.
Yes.
Okay. We picked up 6 schools. And we've got word that there are some communities that are getting ready to start a full-time school. Now, we only support full-time brick-and-mortar schools. We don't support weekend schools or
yes, sir.
Schools one day a week, because really they don't have the overhead charges and things like that. If you're in a master community and you can't support and fund the weekend school, something's wrong with that. To me, that's a whole different story. Being an accountant and understand how that works, I have problems with that. That shows either lack of utilizing the funds correctly or lack of commitment.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
One of those
okay.
two.
Okay, yes, sir. Good, okay. Let me go. I had a question in my mind. It slipped. We have a caller here, I think. Caller from 202. Caller from 202. Thanks for calling Works Made People. You have a question or comment about the album?
Assalamu alaikum, Imam Sahir. This is Fitra Muhammad. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Sister Fitra. Oh, yes. Yes, you all coming on next. You have a question for Brother Adam in his program?
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. No.
Okay.
I apologize.
No problem.
I didn't know.
No need to apologize. Okay, I'll be bringing you on very shortly. Okay. Okay, let me put her back on hold for right now. Let me put her name by this number so I know who it is. So caller from 323-270. Thanks for calling Works Made People. You have a question for our brother Adam B.I.?
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
This is Sister Ipihaj. I just want to commend Brother B.I. for his effort because my husband and I, we had Iqra Muhammad for years, and it was always a blessing.
In L.A.
In L.A., and we were always supported by just the angels. So I'm just very thankful that you are putting that effort there, and alhamdulillah, I pray you continue.
Thank you very much. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Sister Ibihaj, for the wonderful work. We do appreciate it. Okay.
Alhamdulillah.
Call us from 510. You have a question and comment for our brother, Imam Adam?
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, Imam Adam. Amatullah from the Bay Area. Question, sending the money to the schools, is there a preferred way, like can you use Zelle or do you do an automatic deduction? How, or you send a check? How do you advise your 50 to do that?
Each school has their own process. So what we do, alhamdulillah, thank you, thankfully, with the assistance of the Muslim Journal, we thank Allah for having our own news organ in the Muslim Journal. In the Muslim Journal, there's, I think it's on page 13, there's a list of schools. There's a list of schools. And what we do is we put in the journal every week, we'll write the school of the month. And we ask everyone to send the money to the school based on the method that the school will receive the funds. So that's how it's done. So some we have PayPal, some might have some other methodology. But if they don't have Zelle or they don't have Cash App, then we recommend using the forms that they do have. All right. So if anyone is interested, if you can get me give me your email address. Every month, at the first of the month, we send out an email blast to this is the school we're supporting this month. And if you do that, and in the email that we send out, we give everybody the ways that the schools will accept donations. I hope that's clear. I hope I wasn't too cumbersome. But I hope you understand.
No, I think
that
it was good. If you can just tell us the email address they should send their info to.
Right now I use my personal email. It's adam@br, that's my last name, B as in boy, EYAH, accounting.com. That's like accounting firm, accounting, adam@braccounting.com. If you send me an email, or if you text your email, you can text it to my cell phone, 910-527-6641. Just say, please add me to the 150 list, then we will do that, inshallah.
Okay.
Inshallah. Thank you.
Did that go too fast for you?
We definitely went kind of fast. That's okay.
Go ahead.
What'd you say?
I said you did go kind of fast, but I think that's 910-527-6641.
Yes, ma'am. Send me a text, and I'll add you to our email blast, and we'll email you. And in the backup of that, as I said, in the Muslim Journal every issue, they'll write on the same page they have the list. They will list the school of the month and suggest ways that you can send money, but preferably put it in the email. I mean, text you me your email address, and I can get sent it to you directly so that you can get everything that done. Okay? Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And thank you, Brother Adam, for having this concept. And as with the other guests, having the tenacity to hang in there, not to give up.
that goes a long, long way. So we do thank you. Anything else you want to say in our closing moments?
Well, just one quick thing, and then we are in the process of trying to establish a venue in order to help finance. We have a program called, an organization called Graceline Community. Graceline Community Incorporated, and we're in the process of trying to establish, in the long run, inshallah, being approved to establish a credit union. So that's just an effort we're going through, and I want to encourage everybody to, I'm going to encourage the host, Brother McHale, to have us online so we can talk more about it, inshallah. Have us on the show when we can.
Yeah. But in the interim, yeah, we definitely plan to have you back because we definitely need more information on credit union.
Yes, sir.
But in the interim, is there any information online or anywhere we can go to find out?
Go to Graceline Community Incorporated. Graceline Community, inc.org. That's the website. GracelineCommunityINC.org. If you go to that website, and you'll find us and tell you as much as we can about the effort to do that, inshallah.
Now, this credit union, would it be local for your state or will
it be? It's not right now. We're trying to establish get people to establish interest in what we're doing. We're not approved as a credit union, so we can't really promote it as a credit union yet, based on the guidance of the National Credit Union Association, which is the organization that monitors that. So we're not a credit union, but we do offer financial services, financial intelligence. We had a workshop. We had some of the workshops: orientation, monetizing your attitude, making informed decisions, the psychology of risk. That was the last workshop we did. Making your money grow, reserving your wealth,
yes, sir.
And things like that. We offer those kind of workshops as part of it. But as of right now, as I say, we cannot mention credit union because that we're prohibited from doing that. All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
But when you have us on, we'll explain that.
Yes, sir. We have you on soon. We're going to talk soon because all these events today, I plan to have you back. Next, we have coming up from Washington, D.C., the Nation's Mosque, a wonderful team. You know, they're building that, I think it's about done, $40 million package. Well, a building called the Clara, named after in honor of our sister Clara Muhammad. We're going to have them on next. Imam Adam, thank you for doing
thank
this for our school, for our students, for our future, because you're looking way ahead of us, And thank you a lot for that.
Thank you, brother, man. All right. Look forward to hearing Nation's Mosque, what they're doing. They're doing some great stuff, too. So I'm,
oh, yes, they are.
As-salamu alaykum, everyone.
As-salamu alaykum. Yeah, so for those who are from the Nation's Mosque, if they can push one on their phone, and we're going to bring you into the conversation. So they have a big team. Now, I know my program normally runs to 3 o'clock, but I added on an extra hour because there's so much going on in Imam Muhammad's community. So if you own the Nation's Mosque, we're going to go back to our sister. Did I see her number here? I thought I saw her number. Sister Fitcher. Okay. I'm going to go to this number here. I hope this is one. This is my brother, Imam Lyndon Bilal. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, Imam Mikhail Sahir. Yes, sir. So, you know, I just heard Imam Adam speaking about support for Claire Muhammad schools around the country, and it brought to mind that the building where the Clara is now at one time was our Clara Muhammad School when I moved here in Washington, D.C., but it had a long history even before I moved here in 1988, being a Shabazz bakery, and even we uncovered the history that the man who was considered the owner of Yaro Mahmoud used to own that building. His last name was Bill, B-E-A-L-E. But yeah, it's a lot of history there. But that building is almost ready to be open, you know. So alhamdulillah.
Now, now for our listeners, Yaro Mahmoud, he was a enslaved African, but he was able to keep his Muslim identity, correct?
Yes, and there's a famous portrait of him that was painted, and I think it's in Philadelphia as well as in the George Washington Library here in Washington, D.C. So he was a legend even in this area.
Okay, so what we're saying was that the man who used to own a Muslim and enslaved him, his descendants now own the land that he used to own, that the so-called slave owner used to own. Now we got it.
But they've had it, I guess, since probably before the 70s or around in the early 70s.
Is that right? Okay, let me bring on some more of your team. I see the numbers lining up. I see our beloved sister Fitra Muhammad. Sister Fitra, welcome to Words Made People.
Yes, wa alaikum salam. Thank you for having me, and Kadir. So I heard some of what Kadir has shared with you already. The Clara, which is an historic 81 luxury affordable housing in southeast of Washington, D.C., is opening soon. So we're waiting for the opening date, and we will be accepting applications for anyone that is interested in living in the Clara. This is the first time that any building, any development has been named after Sister Clara Muhammad, who most of your listeners, if not all of them, know the work of Sister Claire Muhammad in support of the growth and development of the Nation of Islam, being the first person to hear the message of W.D. Farad and bringing her husband, encouraging her husband to attend his meeting, and then going on to be a force behind homeschooling. She was one of the first to do homeschooling of her children in our community. Certainly she was one of those pioneers who established homeschooling for children.
Yes, she was. And it paid a very big price. I have another one of your team members here. Yeah, I see them on the list of Sister Phyllis. And I just need to ask, if you're on speakerphone or Bluetooth or car phone, it's causing some feedback. So if you can not use those features, it will help us out. We can hear a background hit.
Yeah, I'm not on speakerphone, Imam, so here, but I am driving. I will try to pull over, but I don't see any safe place for me to pull over at this moment. So I'll put you on mute, and that way Kadir can answer your questions or continue the discussion.
Yeah, and whenever you have something to say, just come off mute, and we can hear you very well when you're speaking, but when you stop speaking,
then we hear that background noise. So if you have anything to say, just come off mute. We are take that.
Certainly.
Okay. Sister, is it Phyllis? Is that the, yes. Okay. Mr. Phyllis?
Hi, Summer Lake, this is Phyllis. How is this? Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, I'm trying to eliminate. Hold on, please. Can I eliminate the background noise, okay? Okay. There we go. Sister Phyllis, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. How are you today? Can you hear me?
Yes, Ben, we can hear you very well. So you are involved with this team. Is there a name for this team? Can you email Linda or Sister Phyllis? Is there a name?
No,
the team pretty much consisted more of the board of directors of Masjid Muhammad, with Imam Talib being the lead. However, Imam Talib is real good and has been real good about being transparent with the community and holding meetings every step of the way.
Yeah, so we have a team effort here.
Yeah, I think the community really feels a part of this, and to my knowledge, this is the first really big development that the Muslims have done here in Washington, D.C., since we've been here, since, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad first came here in the 1930s. You know, this is really, other than building the first masjid from the ground up, erected in 1960, this is the first, you know, project of this sort that we've done, you know, and I say we, not only speaking Washington, D.C., because this is the whole national community, as well as Muslims all over the world that identify with our community, you know, because Clara Muhammad, of course, she was the mother of this community.
Yes, sir. Now I'm going to bring on a brother. I see his name here. Brother Qadir Abdul Salam as well. I'm trying to get everyone on, but we're going to have to go back a little bit. I think my son, brother Qadir, welcome to Worst Thing People. Yeah, we're working the worst thing people. And I'm going to ask that we let us first, for the benefit of our listeners who are on currently, but also these shows are archived, so someone may listen to this next week or next year. So let us first establish the background for this conversation so I think we can get more appreciation. This effort here called the Clara, named in honor of Sister Clara Muhammad, the wife of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, is a $40 million package. Am I correct?
Yeah, it's 40 plus. It's a little more
40
than 40.
Plus, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So,
yeah,
and
close,
this right here
to,
is
closer to 50. Yeah, it's closer to 50.
Oh, my goodness. And so I want people to know that. And if you can describe the facility. And Sister Fitcher gave some already, but I just want people to know the background. So as we continue the conversation, because not only is this probably the biggest thing done in Washington, D.C. with our community under Imam Muhammad, it's probably the biggest thing done in the history of our whole community as far as one package. So if we can just kind of describe what we are speaking about so as to continue going forward, the listeners can have a better idea. So whoever's the best person to...
I can share some information that you're seeking.
Who's speaking,
Imam,
please?
This is Qadir Abdussalam.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, please.
Okay. And I'm a member of the board and the staff and the Interfaith Engagement Director, Mr. Muhammad. Thank you and greetings to the believers. Assalamu alaikum. And I want to give some response from Imam Talib. He gives his greetings and appreciation for inviting us, and also wants to mention the opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity to share and extend the greeting, as well as give regards to the distinguished guests that have been on, Sister Aisha, Imam Bashir, and Imam Adam, in our community.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the question that you asked, we want to take note of the fact that our legacy is based on the fact that we were the first here in Washington, D.C., first community in America to be built from the ground up by American citizens and descendants of enslaved Africans. And Brother Lyndon and Sister Fitcher mentioned both those things. And we first want to show appreciation and a comprehensive mm-hmm. appreciation for Sister Clara Muhammad, radiallahu anha, and not only as a pioneer in education, but also as a homemaker and facilitating the family and enhancing the life of the family. And we want to give a comprehensive appreciation of her legacy. And so we wanted to just mention that. We do have a project, a training project, once the Clara goes up, which is targeted for the end of September, the 1st of October. And
This year,
yes. Yes, the ribbon cutting is planning for that time. At that time, at this point, and we're instituting a cooking class in her honor in the building for the residents, and so that's something we wanted to share and to add to her legacy of the educational piece. Again. We also want to mention that this site of the original was the original Clara Muhammad School, and due to attrition, it had to cease. And however, we have a youth weekend school in phase two of our development. Our expansion here at the Masjid is designed mm-hmm. to have a new school. We do have classrooms designed for the expansion, but we want to just let the audience know that it is the original site of the school, and we had to prioritize the Clara for affordable housing, especially because of our significant senior community, pioneers, and to facilitate the needs. So it's affordable housing. And I believe Sister Fitcher mentioned what was happening presently. So if there's any other questions I can answer as far as that's concerned, as far as the building and the opening.
I'm sure there could be more because we have
email.
Hold on, please.
Email.
I do want to bring Sister Fitcher back on. She did hear that background noise still on. Go ahead, brother.
Is it mine?
No. I have heard from you. I do want to hear from her. Go ahead, Email Lyndon, was it you?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out the name of the project is actually the Clara on MLK because it's on Martin Luther King Avenue, which is not far from Good Hope Road. So it's a lot of good symbolism into that. And I know Imam Talib mentioned that this year, the year we'll be opening the Clara, is 2023, and the surah in the Quran, surah 23, is called El Mu'minun, the believer. And so a lot of things are lining up, even the day in which we did the ribbon for the groundbreaking mm-hmm. of the Clara was October the 15th, which was in Islamic Heritage Month. And
yes,
and those are things that we didn't plan, but, you know, Imam Talib is real good at identifying a lot of these signs, you know, that we see every day. And, you know, and it's a good feeling to know that we are on the right track based upon, you know, the signs that we see in the Quran, which correlate with the creation, et cetera.
Well, you know what? Let me just comment on that out of curiosity. I typed in Surah 20, verse 23, and it says here, it says that we may show you of our signs the greatest.
Allahu Akbar.
It's right there. That we may show you of our signs the greatest. Alhamdulillah. Just curiosity just hit me on that. What you all are doing, you all are fulfilling a comment of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who says good homes and good friendships in all walks of life.
Yes, sir.
The issue of providing homes for the those who are aging, affordable homes in this facility as well. Let me see. I'm going to bring back on Sister Fitch because I want to hear from her. Sister Fitch, are you there?
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for unmuting me. I wasn't able to unmute myself. I think what's really critical to understand about this development is that it shows the cohesive working together of this community. It's, you know, when communities work together to move forward a vision, this is what the Clara shows. You know, we could talk about the past, but the past is important only if you're still being productive. You know, you can, and so the one thing that this development has done, it not only, it shows the working together of the believers, but our developer is a Muslim. The contracts that we gave out were to qualify Muslim businesses. So this project has been financially beneficial to not just to the community, but to those Muslim businesses that have been working hard to qualify themselves for contracts like this. And I think that's really important, and I don't want to miss that, because the Clara is an 81 unit, and as Kadir said, it's a 40-plus million dollar project, and many of the contracts went to qualified Muslim businesses. So when we are managing our own projects, we also have the opportunity to grant those contracts to Muslim businesses that are qualified.
Yes. Yeah. 81 units. Is that 81 housing units?
It's 81 units, 1, 2, mm-hmm. and 3 bedroom apartments.
Wow, 81.
And also,
mm-hmm. go ahead, please.
Also on the ground floor, or I believe on the ground floor, will be the America's Islamic Heritage Museum, which that building was before it was torn down. As well as Sweet Tooth Bakery or catering, which is going to be a restaurant there,
yes.
Yeah, Muslim restaurant, Muslim owned.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to have a state of the art gym. It's going to have a rooftop deck where socializing will take place, as well as an area for green space. Go ahead.
Parking. Underground parking.
Underground parking. Each level has
wait a minute. Pause on that. I got a pause on that because parking in the city of Washington, D.C. is a premium. You could have underground parking. They're saying a whole lot.
That's right. That's right.
Before I go on mute, please. Because I'm going to put myself back on mute because I'm still driving, I want to just say to anyone who's listening, if you're interested in receiving an application or to learn more about living at the Clara, please send us an email to theclaradc@gmail.com. That is theclaradc@gmail.com. And we can answer more of your questions that you may have. If you're interested in applying to live at the Clara, just you want to know more about the work that's required in order to achieve that. This is no easy task. I want you to know that this took years of discussion. As Kadir said, the number of community meetings, answering questions, meeting with attorneys. This is no easy task by no means, and we're still learning. And we're still learning. But the important part is that you got to take the steps in order to achieve something like this. You got to believe it. You got to believe in the vision of it.
And I also want to say that I thank Imam Bashir for his comments, and it was it's a segue. He spoke about the Shura Bainahum. It's been, and you started out with Shura Alan Shura, and it's a struggle. We've been on this project for a few years. We've had bumps and we've fallen down and gotten up a few times, and so it's about. It's about the collective approach and sticking with the project and believing in what in the future and planting the seeds for our stability. So thank you, Imam Bashir, for those words, and because we truly have gone through it. So we can bear with
it. Well, and leadership, you know, if you can say something about the leadership, because that's the way life works.
It takes a team. It's a team effort. I want to stress that. It's a team effort. You know, it's a team effort because we never know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to call one of us back. But as Kadir said, nobody got angry and took their marbles and went home. We stayed the course. You know what I mean? And believe me, there was a lot of times when, you know, if you were sensitive or you couldn't take the kind of questioning that was being asked, many people could have gone home and this project would have fell apart. So, yes, you do need leadership, but you need a collective group of people working together. Because this is no easy task. And Sister Qatar just emailed me and said the beautiful artwork that's going to be in the lobby area. There's going to be a huge mural of Sister Clara Muhammad in the lobby also when you walk in.
With her daughter, with Sister Lottie.
Sister Qatar, I see her number on the list, but I don't see her on the screen. If she calls in, she can press 1.
We do have some committee members in the audience, so perhaps if they are able to share anything they want to share, they're an integral part of the development board and the committees. Yes.
I'm sorry to bring them on. And email probably send me a list of names and numbers, but I don't see all the numbers on here.
Okay.
They're offering hands up. Maybe these are some of your people. I'm going to go to the first caller from 202-550. Call 202-550.
Yes, sir.
You have a question, comment?
Alhamdulillah. Master Muhammad again, and alhamdulillah, wonderful hearing the team. Looking forward, I was born into the community of Master Muhammad, and truly looking forward to the opening of the Clara and whatever else is ahead of this Master Muhammad and where we are today, inshallah. So thank you very much. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Thank you. I go to the next caller. I think some of these callers, maybe some of your team members, I'm not sure. Caller from 856. You have a question and comment for our team?
Assalamu alaikum. You said thetheclara@gmail.com. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you give us your first name and your city, please?
Okay, Sultana Ali from New Jersey. And my question was, did you say thecklara@gmail.com? The Clara?
Yes.
I wasn't
correct.
Clara. Oh, sorry.
T-H-E? Are you saying
the Clara?
Okay. I wanted to make sure that I got it right, because I do want an application. I do want to move down there.
Now, it's thetheclaradc@gmail.com. Now, I need to make this very clear. We would love to have a building full of Muslims, but you know that's against the law for us to discriminate against the housing law. For us to discriminate against anyone. Mm-hmm. So when it is time to put in an application, I am saying to you, you need to be ready to submit your application. Applications are not being disseminated at this time. But I want to stress that, because this is, a part of affordable housing, fair housing. And we don't want to be in a position that anyone can accuse us of doing anything wrongful. So when it's time to put in an application, you want to make sure you get your application in, because it will be first come, first serve basis.
How would we know when you're giving out the applications?
Well, you can send an email to the Clara DC@gmail.com, and once the applications are being disseminated, I will be sending everyone that has sent me an email either a website that they can go to complete an application, or at least an acknowledgement that the applications are now being sent out. I'm working as the liaison between for the Clara at this time, and so I will make sure that you get an application if you send me an email and let me know you want an application.
So if I send you the email, your email address is what again?
Your email address will be Clara at Gmail. Your email address will be on there, and everyone that's on
your email address that I got to send it. You're going to have my email when I send this to you. Like tomorrow, I'm going to send it.
If you send it to theclaradc@gmail.com, I will acknowledge receipt of your email.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I'm going to the next caller here. I think it's this caller from 323-270. Thanks for calling Works Made People. Can you give us your first name and city? Okay, 323. Okay, go to the next one. I may have him on already.
I want to also stress the importance of partnerships. The Clara exists because of the partnerships that have been created. Certainly, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray that is guiding us, and that this is the work that has been ordained according to Allah's plan. But the partnerships that went into creating the Clara, it's very important that you understand that it is those partnerships creating partnerships in your city, with your city government, with the banks, all of that is important. And I can't stress enough, this doesn't happen by one person or two people or five people. This happens by a collaborative effort, partnerships, faith. Our pioneer community has supported the Clara. It is their work that this is being built upon, their support, their confidence, their money. So all of these things are important, and I don't want you to lose sight of that.
Yes. Yeah, is somebody asking me to make a comment? I have a voice. Go to the next caller. They may have been on already. Caller 510-686. Thanks for calling Voice Made People. You have a question or comment for our team? Okay. All right. Okay, make sure I've gotten everybody.
The other comment I want to make is about leadership. You absolutely have to have somebody that's driving the vision. And there is no doubt that Imam Talib has driven this vision. So I don't want to marginalize the work and the importance of having someone who drives the vision. Yes, you have to have someone to do that. Then you have to have the partnerships and thus and thus and thus and everything else I mentioned.
Definitely. Okay. Okay, we have Imam Melinda Bilal, Brother Kadir, and Sister Phyllis. Anything else you want to add?
Assalamu alaikum. Sister Phyllis. Linden, are you speaking or can I go? Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I am a third generation. My children are third generation Washingtonians and involved in the Clara. So we are very excited, like Sister Fitcher said before, and legacy is continuing for us. I taught at Clara Muhammad School. My mother-in-law taught at Clara Muhammad School, which is the site of the Clara. So this mixed-use, multi-level development right in the heart of Southeast Washington, D.C. For us as African-Americans, formerly enslaved people, and Muslim, it's great. And I'm looking forward to it, and we've supported it, and we continue to support it because this is the future coming from ahead. We held on to the building, and now we're continuing. Like, we're all going to fall, but what do we leave behind to continue? And
that's
what we should be doing as Muslims.
I just want to. I also want to add that even though this is a Washington D.C. project, this is a national approach. This is a national community. We are representing the leadership and the teachings of our Imam W.D. Muhammad, radiallahu anhu, and so. We're local, national, international, but we wanna be a prototype, if you will, of building and development around the country, because that's our goal and our direction. So wherever we can be of assistance, and we already have some of the more local communities in Virginia and Baltimore and so on and so forth. Even Detroit, we've had conversations, Zooms, where we've tried to be of assistance. So wherever we can be of assistance, please, let's join us, and we can tell you the good and the bad, and trying to make and grow and develop, you know, and that's the approach. So we want to just encourage our community in general to follow the same path, so that we can have a legacy that continues on to our youth, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, so on and so forth.
Well, let me go back. Sister Fitcher hit a very important point, and that is,
when we first started this project, we took a busload of us down to Philadelphia to visit Nicetown, which is a development before ours. And it's mm-hmm. it was developed by a partnership between the masjid and our dear brother Kenny Gamble, Lukman. And so what Kadir just shared with you is that we went down to see what they did. They had built affordable housing, and they have a medical center. And so we're moving. Someone told me that, you know, we Imam Muhammad said, don't try to have, we don't need anybody over us. Let us just grow organically. And that's what we're doing. We're learning from each other. We're following each other's models. We're avoiding the mistakes. We are looking to each other for advice, consultation, suggestions, recommendations. And it's these kinds of partnerships that really make us strong. So when we started this, we got a whole busload of, well, the board members, I should say. Our board members went to Philadelphia to see what they were doing in Philadelphia, and they have a development called Nicetown. And they've done the same thing. Nicetown,
N-I-C-E.
Nicetown. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I like that. Yes, ma'am. Sister Fitcher, I remember that. Matter of fact, I was going through some of my old archived photos, and I still have photos from that meeting. I remember that. That was a really great day, not only going down there, but meeting such an important figure like Kenny Gamble. And walking down the street with him, you know, that was really a highlight for me as well. But I would be remiss if I don't mention. Also, we have another project that will be underway soon, and that's the expansion of our masjid.
That's right.
And that's a big project. Correct. And I urge everyone who wants to support that project to go to our website, thenationsmosque.org, and donate to it, because, you know, we raised quite a bit of money. I think we raised over 80%, and, you know, we need to get the rest so that we can secure a developer, and, you know, before the prices go up and before the developers get busy, because there's buildings going on all around Washington, D.C. So to tie down a developer, you know, you got to have the money out front. So that's what I wanted to mention.
Yeah, we actually have a target groundbreaking for September, October also for the expansion, the Master Muhammad expansion project. So we're on the road to greater expansion at the Masjid, because 10,000 square feet expansion, yeah, we're busting out of the walls and we need to expand. So please.
I have a question.
Yes.
Because I'm hearing 2 days to sound very close. You mentioned one about the groundbreaking for the expansion of the Masjid, but then also I'm hearing about a ribbon cutting for the Clara. Those are not the same day, correct?
No.
Correct.
Okay.
They're not the same thing. They're two different projects.
Right. Okay. So, but you're saying the projected dates for each, can you give us those dates, please?
That we don't have any firm dates yet.
Okay.
So once we have dates, it'll be in our newsletter, in the Masjid Muhammad newsletter. We don't have any firm dates yet, so I don't want to give out any dates right at this time.
No, I'm just asking people like you to give our time to come vote. I may have to choose one as opposed.
You know,
to
this
other.
Is a lot of moving parts, and it takes a lot of patience, and it takes commitment, the kind of commitment that we had in the Nation of Islam, just fast forwarded to 2023. you know, it really takes commitment. Because there's a lot of meetings and there's a lot of discussion and some of the stuff you don't even understand. You know what I'm saying? And you just have to, I can't stress that a project like this, the expansion that Kadir mentioned, the building of the Clara, it requires partnerships, relationships, trust, vision, leadership. Mm-hmm.
I want to come back to that. I have a caller been on hold for a minute, and I'm going to bring my caller in now from 856, and then we'll come back to that because that's a very important point. Caller from 856, thanks for calling Words Made People. Can you give us your first name in the city, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is called in before, so I'll just go on mute.
Oh, okay. If you can compress one on your phone, then I know you're not needed to say anything. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very
All
much.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, but that's building relationships. Often we had guests on here from the American Coalition for Good Government, and they, they stressed the same thing. Get involved on your local level. If it's no more than a school board, and don't underestimate that. Your different boards, different committees, different groups, you're building relationships. People get to know you and to appreciate you. You know them, appreciate them. So when something like the Clara or even the smaller scale effort come along, the relationships have been established. They know you to be someone committed for the good of the people.
That's right.
Can anyone speak further on that and how that was a factor for your success?
Yes, absolutely. This is Brother Kadir. As we grow and develop, we establish a lot of partnerships and relationships both locally, nationally and internationally. We've traveled, and we just had a visit from the ambassador of Brunei that has seen our work and our diligence and our consistency. And they've come to visit the masjid, invited us to Brunei. And I don't know if you know, Brunei is one of the most I guess you could say quality Islamic countries in the world in taking care of their citizens. And so those kinds of relationships that's been growing over the last few years since we've been, you know, struggling and being consistent and working and establishing relationships and building partnerships. So it's just enhancing what we're doing. You know, people see what we're doing. They come and visit the masjid. The tourism, they come to Masjid Muhammad. They look it up. They come there first. And even with the Clara, when we had the ribbon cutting, the mayor mentioned how it would enhance the D.C. community having the Muslim expansion, and it's the first kind of building and development we've had in the city ever. Yeah. So they look forward to it, and they're excited as maybe not as much as we are, but they're excited as well as we are. So that continues to grow, interfaith, civic, the social. We try to participate. It's our community, our responsibility is our model, and we're involved in many social programs, the health and human services, food distribution, food insecurity. And so we established many partnerships, and it's become an advantage for us. And we're just being consistent, being viable, being consistent is what it takes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
sir.
Let me just add to that that you can't do a project like this if you don't have friends, partnerships in the government. you can't even do a project like this. I can't tell you how many things, how many deadlines we could not meet, and how many times, you know, that we had to have inspectors to come back out and have our certificates, our certifications renewed. You have to have friends in all the right places. And those mm-hmm. friends don't come, those friendships aren't developed when you begin to develop the project. Those friendships are developed over years and years. So I would advise you, if you're looking at doing anything where, besides the fact that it is our civic duty to be a part of our city and what is going on in our city, I would tell you this, that now is the time, if you haven't been doing it in the past, to get involved. You know, D.C. is in a very unique position. There is a lot of qualified people that attend our masjid on all levels. We've got the medical people. We just did a walk where we partnered with one of the organizations, a major organization, along with CVS. We have the legal. We have legal minds. We have contractors. So you have to appreciate relationships. You have to understand that we are not in this by ourselves, and having those kinds of, developing those kinds of relationships. Imam Talib is always at a meeting, always at an interfaith meeting, or the mayor's office, or Qadir, myself. It's just, it's nonstop. But when
money, good homes, and friendships in all walks of life.
Yeah. I want to add to this and all the good that we're doing in the city is dawah as well, only for our community, but especially for the outer community. And the young man, elected official councilman, he embraced Islam a few months ago. I saw him at Jummah a couple weeks ago, and I remember when we had our community civic meeting where we had to show up.
That's right.
How impressed he was when he saw all of us in these red, we support the Clara on MLK shirts. He said they never seen anything like that before. We filled up the room. There wasn't even seats enough room. Because our community showed up. You know, we had a couple of people that opposed us changing the building, you know, and they were mute after that, you know.
Lyndon, he was one of them. Lyndon, he was one of our strongest opponents.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
Allah
say he'll make your enemy your friend, you know.
That's right.
On the pit of the fire, and then Allah make you love each other. So,
And to understand that even more, he is the councilman in the area that the Clara is being built.
Absolutely.
He is the councilman, and now he has taken his shahada. He is now a Muslim.
So, let me ask a question. The name, how did the name come about? Who chose it, or what was the motivation?
That's controversial.
Are you talking the name McClellan? Are you talking about the name McClellan?
Yes.
Let me just say, it was a name that was thrown out and everyone agreed. I want to just say that. It was a collective agreement that it should be called the Clara in our board.
I'm going to dig a little deeper. I'm going to dig a little deeper because it's a beautiful name. It's historical.
What I wanted to say is that Imam Talib is a, like I said before, he has great insight and vision. And, you know, just like before he became leader, we was not calling Masjid Muhammad the nation's mosque. And he sort of coined that, to my knowledge, as well as the senior halal lunch program, the kibar, which means in the Quran that word is used several places for someone who is elderly. He coined that. So he, like I said, he has a lot of insight and sound thinking, and that's, you know, that's a blessing. We really blessed to have him as our imam here in D.C. Because, you know, I knew him when he was in the military, and we went on Hajj together while we were in the military. So he's been that way, and Allah has continued to he's taken leadership, just like Qadir has taken leadership of the interfaith. And, of course, Sister Fisher, you know, I was Imam Shahir this morning, and the brother told me he didn't know who she was. I say, how can you be in this association of Imam W.D. Muhammad and not know who Fitra Muhammad is? I don't understand that, but mashallah.
Mashallah.
Is this Lyndon Bilal? Is this Lyndon Bilal?
Yes, that's Lyndon.
Lyndon Bilal over the Veterans Organization at Masjid Muhammad. And look, he could tell you all the work they do. I don't even want to. They're involved in everything where veteran representation is needed. They're there in the parades, in the memorials, in the, I don't care, whatever this city is doing, where the veterans are concerned, Lyndon is at the forefront. The Veterans Association in Washington, D.C.
If I may, we have about 3 minutes left, and I haven't even mentioned the other programs that I do in the PA. Yeah, I do hope to have you all back again and again as this continues, but in particular, as getting close to the days of groundbreaking and cutting the ribbons. But for today's production, is there any closing comments, please?
I want to say one thing before we get off. We have to give an acknowledgement to.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. Can you give us your name, please?
This is Brother Qadir Abdussalam.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just want to say your son, Hamid, played and has played a significant role in our development.
Absolutely.
And he's on our board, even though he's back, he's in Indianapolis, and he's back here, and so on and so forth. So we want to give credit where credit is due, and he's a significant piece in our in our development. So I just want to mention that before we get off. And Imam Sahir, we made Hajj together in 2003. So I don't know if you remember, but. MashaAllah, yes, Mahaji brother.
Well,
but thank you, we appreciate your allowing us to share. And again, Imam Tala gives his appreciation also for allowing us the time.
I want to add to that, and I do want to say that Hamid Sahir, he was an intricate. He played a very intricate role while he was here in the advancement of the work that we did here. But I want to just say this, that this community, like all communities in our national association, we have learned how to work together, even with us having our differences. Because we have one focus, and that's to please our Lord. All of us, no matter what when your son was going to law school, this community supported him going to law school. We gave him tender, loving care and watched over him when his wife was having her baby. We love our second and third generation and the work that they are achieving. This is a blessed community. internationally. We are a blessed community. And my suggestion to everybody who's listening, go back to your messages or back to your whatever your city is, and make the commitment to do whatever you can do. Don't do what we're doing. Do what you can do so that you can make the commitment and dedication, because we did what we was able to do. We didn't follow anybody. We looked at what was available to us, our resources, our partnership, and we came up with, and we were motivated by one of our seniors by a bus. I can't leave that out. She was hit and killed, and we were motivated by, we didn't want to see another one of our seniors not have a place to live that they could call their own. So do what motivates you, because Allah guides all of us if we just listen.
Amen.
You know, okay. So thank you very much for having us on. And all I can say is may Allah find us worthy and continue to guide us in this work, because it's not easy. It is not easy, but it is possible.
Yes, it is. Okay, we do have to go. There's, I think someone was going to say one more comment, but I do have to wrap it up. Was there any more comments?
No, thank you for inviting us on to share with the listeners what we're doing here in Washington, D.C.
So that will conclude our program today, but this is Station IWDM, and we have other programs on here as well. We have a program every Monday at 6 p.m. It's called, oh my goodness, I don't see him on here. But every Monday, there's a program that comes on. Yeah, here it is. It's called Elder Islam-Based Conversation with Imam Pasha. The same number you called today. That's every Monday at 6 p.m. The number is 714-816-4673. Then on Tuesdays, you have a very exciting program with Brother Rashid called The Science of Health and You. And this is 7 p.m. Eastern time. All these times are Eastern times. So, of course, 7 p.m. Eastern is 4 p.m. Pacific. On Wednesdays and Thursdays, we have email. He don't call himself email, but Brother Mark Shahid from St. Louis. 7 p.m. on Wednesday, called Parenting and Family Reconstructing Learning Lab. And he comes on again on Thursday with the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And I believe that's all about the MGM Roundtable. Every Friday, we have our Juma prayer here at 2 o'clock from our master here in Indianapolis. So stay tuned to this station. And we thank you all. This program has been recorded, and it will be archived. If you have the link you received earlier, that same link, within really a little 10 minutes of this show going off, the show is available in case you want to share it. And any of the guests on today, if you want to use any parts of this program for your efforts in any kind of way you so wish, you have my permission to use it, and just make the best of it. So with that said, we're going to close out with our opening theme song, Words Made People, and inshallah, we'll see you. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
People, every day, trying to do things their own way. But everything you see, touch, smell, those are things that tell you words. To think twice before you step on your advice. Make sure your words hold true, cause people hold you to your words. They make people, and people, they make the world go round. Words make people. Check out the words that make your world.
alive you are, cause those type of words, they don't go far. Thinking starts working back from ideas deep in your mind. It's work that make people and people that make the world go round. Work make people. Check out the words that make your mind.
Thank you.